And I'm telling you, God's fixing to cause us by our choice to bear fruit. More fruit. We're fruit trees, but the title of it this morning is Choosing to Bear Fruit. And I was going to go down on lines. I've studied all into giving and all that stuff. And then Teresa sitting out on the porch praying and all that stuff this morning early and prayed God. And all of a sudden, I had to switch gears. And I thought, well, so I went on the back porch. I said, I was going to teach on giving and tithing, giving and stuff. I said, and you're sitting out here praying changed it, I reckon. Nah, it's probably not what happened. I just finally got in there and heard what the Lord wanted me to minister. But he wanted me to bring some of that out in during that service. How many knows our offering time is service? It's part of our service. It's part of God's plan, hallelujah. And I praise God for that Bible on that now. I've experienced a lot of God's fruit in this boy's life concerning giving. I'm talking about, you know, fruit by the Spirit of God, revelation about, you got to be open to the Holy Spirit. And He'll give you revelation. Once He gives you revelation on something, I'm telling you, there's no, that the revelation is where Jesus told them, the gates of hell can't prevail against it. But God, I mean, Satan can't talk a man or a woman out of it then. I mean, financial money don't come in and pray God and things changes and their mind won't change. I mean, they got revelation in here and they're like, ah, nah. You're not going to get me to rob myself. Revelation causes you to be strong against the enemy and against poverty and lack and sickness. Praise God. Praise God. You sick in here this morning, praise God, just slip your hands up right now. Anybody sick, afflicted, attacked with it, slip your hands up. I'm going to pray for you right now. Father, we just praise you right now. And Lord, I thank you, Father God, that sickness and disease is under the curse. And I curse it right now. We've been redeemed from the curse of the law of sin and death, sickness and disease. And Father, I just take authority over it right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I'm not the healer, you are. But we open the doorway for the Holy Spirit and the anointing and the word to work, Lord. And I thank you that everybody here on the sound of my voice, anybody that's connected to this church, are healed already in the name of Jesus. And I command it to loose them and let them go. And they receive their healing right now in the name of Jesus. And if you got your hand slipped up, you just receive it. And you just say, God, I receive it right now. And I rebuke this in Jesus' name. Amen. You're the heel to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, choosing to bear fruit. How many knows we got to choose? Yeah. We got to choose to bear fruit. Now, you know, we can't bear the kingdom fruit on our own. Right. I'm going to show you. John, put that John up there, Travis. John 15. He says, I am the vine and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he prunes it. I don't like that word. That it may bring forth more fruit. But I didn't write it, and I got to say it. Right? But I've learned to enjoy it. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken to you. Jesus talking to the disciples here. He said, abide in me, and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself. That's why you walk in the Spirit. That's why we stay out of the flesh. You know? I mean, that's why we'll get into some things. And now you're clean. He said, and in me as you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can you except you abide in me. Now, the Lord told me, he said, I want you to title it, Choose to Bear Fruit. And why he wanted me to, I could see it. When I title that, y'all go out, and I mean, you'll be like, I got to choose. I'm going to choose. Yeah. It'll just be that word will help you. Choose to bear fruit. Because every one of God wants us to be fruit trees. Fruit trees. I'm a fruit tree. Our lives are like natural fruit trees. They produce, they're in the ground, they're taking their nutrients, you know, and they're being watered by the Lord and all of that. They come up and they bloom and they bring forth fruit. And me and you pick them and we enjoy the fruit, right? Apples, orange, whatever you enjoy, you know, grapefruit, whatever you enjoy, you pick the fruit off. That's a manifestation of what's happening in the ground. Now, Jesus said, abide in me, right? We got to stay close to Him. We got to talk to Him. We got to fellowship with Him. We got to, you know, we got to draw strength from Him and all of that. That's abiding in Him. That's when we quit trusting in our own strength, when we quit yielding to sickness and disease. You know, we don't have to yield to it. It comes. I told the Lord, I said, Lord, thank you that Faithway Christian Center, I'm not responsible for any other church, but thank you, Lord, that Faithway Christian Center, the people there will come to the place to where sickness comes, but it bounces off because of their where our life is hid in God through Jesus, right? So we're in a shield. We're protected by the Lord. We're by our confidence and everything in Him. But He says here, He says that we cannot bear fruit outside of Him. And then he says, every branch that bears fruit, He prunes. Now, you know what that means? He's talked to you about tithing. You hear the word on it, right? Yeah. And then it comes time for you to do it. Okay, you're His, right? And the only way you can bear fruit is to believe what His promise says, that if you do that, that it's going to bring some kind of fruit into your life. Now, when He does that, He's pruning off unbelief. He's pruning off fear. He's getting rid of fear. And you got to know, like Teresa taught us this morning, if you don't believe that God loves you, it's hard for you, going to be hard for you to believe that He will manifest healing, finance, all that stuff. So you got to really honestly in your heart take the word and choose to bear fruit in that. That God loves me just like He loved Jesus. Now you need to take that and you need to meditate on that. Meditate on it. Say it out of your mouth. Praise Him for it. I mean, you need to do that until it bears fruit on the inside. And then once it does, I don't believe I can fail. People says, man, Scotty, they don't believe he can fail. I can't find it in the Bible if I walk with God. Right? I can't find it in the Bible. He said He would uphold me with the right hand of His righteousness, right? He said He would keep my foot from slipping in the Old Testament, right? He said He would give me the ground that my feet trod on, right? Well, then I got to believe Him and then I'm going to bear fruit in that. See, God wants us bearing fruit. He don't want me bearing rotten fruit. We can bear rotten fruit as Christians. Right? Now don't get under condemnation, all that. Teresa just read it. He loves us. He's for us. He's not against us. But we got to hear that we can bear bad fruit if we choose. I can get mad and cuss you out in a heartbeat. You're the pastor. Don't make no, I'm human. Right? I've got to choose to bear fruit. I've got to choose to bear fruit. And he said, outside of Him, I can do nothing. The only way that I can sin, continually sin, is not walking Him. Right? Well, Travis, he told me the other day, he said, you know, sin's really simple, ain't it, Dad? He said, yeah. I said, yeah, yeah. He said, some think it's this and this and this and this. You know, he said, but it's simplified in the Bible. If a man knows to do right and do it not, it's sin to that man. Right? See, some things that God might be dealing with you with, He's not dealing with everybody about. And so they can do the same thing that God's dealing with you, and it's nothing to them. It's not wrong to them. Right? But when I know what is right, and then I choose not to do it, then I'm bearing bad fruit. Right? Now, if I need to do some things, you know, and I can't seem to do it, then what do? Abide in Him. I go to Him. I lean on Him. I draw from Him. I quote the Word of God. I am what Your Word says I am, even though I'm not yet in the natural. Because we're in a process of becoming more like Jesus every day. We have been predestinated by the God that we trust for our lights, water, you know, houses, lands. We've been predestined by Him to become more like Jesus every day. Come on, somebody. Bear fruit. It's called bearing fruit. But now, in order to become like Him, we got to walk in Him and let His life resonate on the inside of us. I'm going to get into some stuff. I'm just kind of laying a foundation here. God wants us to be fruit trees. Fruit trees bear fruit, and we and others benefit from the fruit that we bear. I believe for finances and not to pay every one of y'all's bills in here this morning. That's the fruit. That's the fruit of me believing and sowing and giving away cars and houses and lands and four-wheelers and boats and jet skis and trucks and motorcycles and money and garage door stuff, garage door services. Led by, the Bible says, Romans 8:14, those that are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. And when we're led and we yield to that leading, then it's going to bring forth fruit, because Jesus said that if we abide in Him, we will bear much fruit. Somewhere, I didn't write that down, but it says we will bear much fruit. He says, if I live for Jesus, I will bear much fruit. Hallelujah. Why? Because I'm in Him. And I want to be like Him. And I don't want to deal with things the way that He deals. I don't want to deal with them different than He deals with. That's just that. And the more that we choose to bear fruit, the more that the power of God enables us to actually bear fruit. He's going to prune us. That we bear much more fruit, the Bible says. So hang on in your giving, Richard. Let them don't do what they say. That's nothing but we are going to bear fruit. That is Richard's. That is my. That is your opportunity to keep on doing the same thing and not just praise Him when the $10,000 job comes in. I have to praise Him when I go and I don't make nothing. Although I'm a faithful tither, these things don't matter. These things are out there. Just because I tithe and sow and give does not shield me from challenges. It does not stop challenges. But just like Teresa was talking about, you know, we're more than able to conquer anything when the challenge comes if we're in Him, if we're walking in the Spirit. If you're born again, I don't care if you've been baptized 800 times, you ain't saved. I don't care if you went to church and joined it in 1947, and you ain't saved. If you ain't give your heart to Jesus and you remember when you made the decision to dedicate your life, giving your heart and my heart to Jesus means that I am dedicating my life to You, Lord. I'm dedicating my service to You, Lord. I'm dedicating my marriage. I want You in my marriage. I want You in my finances. I want You involved in my finances. I want You involved in the things that I enjoy just for pleasure. I want You involved in them, Lord. I want to bear fruit that others will see my good works and glorify God, because they know, Johnny, that we are serving Jesus. We're not just claiming Jesus. We're not just putting Him out as a religious thing. You know, I don't care if you look at me and you think I'm not spiritual. I'm serving God. Now, if I'm not spiritual and I am acting all fleshy and dumb, God will bring me into a service like this one, and He will awaken me. He will quicken me, because He don't want you, Johnny, seeing me walking in the flesh and being an example. You would not follow me. You would begin to cut me off. You would love me, but you would be like, this is my cue. I'm not walking that way. That's not what the Scripture. Why? Because you know good and evil. You know. We know, because He lives on the inside of us. Put that James up there, Travis. Y'all ladies are going to have a good time off of my labor. I got sweat up there at that building where y'all fixing to go enjoy. I was doing that for my little honey. But I didn't know that I was going to be doing it for all of y'all. But I would have still did it. Hallelujah. Y'all spend more time up there than we do. Hallelujah. So enjoy it. Praise God. James 4, he said, therefore to him that knoweth to do good and do it not, to him it is sin. Now, don't get, you know, don't do like I've done and a lot of people have done. Just get under a bunch of condemnation, make yourself feel bad, and beat yourself up. I was in the men's meeting yesterday up at Faith Restoration, and a guy, he's in his on up in his 70s, and I've served the Lord with him my whole life, and he's been in it longer than me, and he's thinking maybe a little off in different things, and he's going to reminiscing of all the things that he wished he'd have done, and he could have played football at Auburn, and blah, 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 and you know, and all the things that he should have listened to the Lord. How many knows when you're 70 or 80, it's a little too late to go back and play football? I don't think I'm going to be playing no football for Auburn at 58. Right? Hallelujah. In other words, he went, but you know, and he was saying all of that stuff, you know, and I was saying, but it's never too late to start where you're at and start following God. Because God can take what we messed up and what we didn't listen to Him and went our own way and done our own things and bore our own fruit and ended up by not eating a good crop. You know, you can cook a good blackberry pie and don't go get no blackberries and put in it like God and call it a blackberry pie. But when you eat it, you're lacking something in the blackberry pie. Why? Because you did not have the fruit of the blackberry pie. Right? Hallelujah. But he said here, and I thought about this. Richard come to church one time. He's come to church and we was doing something. I don't know what we was doing. And I had a trailer behind my truck, and he parked his old clunker out. It was a good car, but it was a little rough around the edges. Parked it out there, and I jackknifed it and pulled it, helped him tear his probably 2 bolts out of 8 out of the bumper and help it on off. Now I'm getting a little extreme there. I'm just, you know, and man, I was like, oh, man. Man, I got out, and man, I'm sorry I pulled you. See, I just wanted to have somebody in here bear witness to what I'm saying, to this. He didn't know this. I don't guess. I don't know. I did. I knew what it said. And not even that. I want to serve the Lord. I want to do what's pleasing to the Lord. How many knows you have a Holy Spirit that'll bear witness with this? He might not even quote it to you. But he'll say, this is not right. This is right. Do this, whatever. You know, he'll bear witness in here with this, in line with this, right? But you got to have this. Don't just get Psalms 23 and don't get this one. This one's better off for you than Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. This one right here has got to be first. If I know God wants me going to church and I don't go, guess what it is to me? Sin. Right? Well, what does Paul say in Romans 8? I'm not on sin. I don't even like to preach about sin. I'm not preaching about sin. I'm preaching about bearing fruit because that's what we're going to focus on. Because the fruit gets me excited. You know, because the sin in my life, the fruit can take care of. I don't have to change the sin in my life. Let the fruit of God change me and the sin goes. That's Him doing the work, not by might, not by power, but we got to choose. Well, I'll tear his bumper off. No, Richard. Man, don't worry about it. He was serious. He meant it. He didn't want me to pay for it. It was just the way it was. I mean, he was serious. I don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. And I told him, I said, no, it's not going to happen. And so went on, you know, And I kind of got to see how much the bumper was and see how much it would cost me to put it on. For a man to know to do good, right? And doing it not, guess what it would have been to Scotty? Not to fix his truck. Would have been sin to me. Not because he said, forget it, man. It ain't worth it. I mean, blah, 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 blah. It had nothing to do with that. It had to do with me. And it had to do with, I got to choose to bear fruit. So I told Richard, man, don't worry. I said, well, look, man, I called him up and I said, look, man, I said, I'm either going to fix the thing or I'm going to give you the cash. Did it or not, Richard? Did that happen? exactly what I'm saying? Nah, he's still, nah. I said, look, man, it's going to happen. You know? And so anyhow, I made it right, did I not? It wasn't because of Richard. It was because of Jesus. Jesus living in my life. And see, that bumper brought me to where I can buy you a whole car. Right? See? Don't be overcome with evil. Evil was there. Ah, he don't want it fixed. It don't matter, man. I mean, you know, it's just a truck. It's just we're brothers. Now, the Bible says, don't be overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. So I imagine, I don't know, I can't just draw you out, but I imagine the bumper brought me to a bunch of bumpers. That was not my first incident, Richard, that I had to bear fruit. See, the pruning, remember the pruning? That was my pruning. That was my opportunity to allow God to prune me. Right? See, a fruit tree, we master it. We prune it or we don't, and it don't fight me. But we can fight God in our pruning process. But see, the pruning, that pruning there brought me, I'm sure, to greater riches, to greater faith in God, to greater inward knowing that when I do good, I felt good. I felt kind of like maybe not Samson when he toted the gates of the city, but I felt like I had been pleasing to the Lord. And that caused me, I was like, man, he does love me and he does give me, you know, the ability and the strength. And if I didn't have, I've been to the place to where I didn't have the money to fix the lawnmower. That was not my first rodeo. But I took the first one, and because of Teresa, and sometimes you ain't going to do it, then your wife speaks up. That's not the right thing. You can't. We got to do it. My wife did it. If she wouldn't have, something would have happened in church, God would have got it to my ear somehow. Why? Because he's faithful not to let me fall. God don't want me making choices that causes me to not experience the fruit of the kingdom of God, which is victory, freedom, and victory. But see, that gave me... Now, when I backed into the lawnmower at one time, I told you about that story and I'm not getting into it. We didn't have the money or nothing, and Teresa said, well, we'll just believe God. We'll just believe God. We got to do what's right. See, we didn't really know the scripture at this time. But we did know in here what was right and wrong because you got the Holy Spirit. Now, if you've been quenching the Holy Spirit for a long time, he just backs off and he lets you have it. He just backs off. The Bible says, don't grieve him. Grieve not the Holy Spirit. But see, if you have grieved him to where your conscience is not soft anymore, how many knows your conscience is important? I mean, my conscience lets me know when I go in the bank and get a $100 bill extra that it's not mine. My conscience lets me know that I stole it if I keep it. But you know, if I just keep on and convince myself that that was the blessing of the Lord and this is the way the Lord works, then I harden my heart like they did in the wilderness. I harden my heart and then I get into unbelief. I'm going to walk into unbelief. And unbelief brings me destruction. But anyways, off of that and back, praise God. Well, we believe God, and God brought the money in for us to fix the lawnmower. Well, the guy even told me then, he said, don't worry about it, man. It's an old lawnmower. He said, my boy's done went into a tree and all of that, you know. He convinced me, don't worry about it. But when I got home and told Teresa the story, she said, it ain't right. Well, I didn't know that his wife, no, he had told his wife, you know, he won't never fix it. I guarantee you he won't fix it. How many knows God heard that? God heard what he said. And then God has Teresa. I didn't know what he said at that moment. They told us later. Then just Teresa, she wouldn't let it go. I was like, okay, that's right. You're right. But God will believe God. The only reason I didn't want to fix it is because I didn't have the money and I was working by the hour and I just had got to the place to where they wasn't cutting our lights off every 2 months. I think they let us go 2 months, you know, and everything. I just had got to the place to where we were barely making it. How many knows it's never convenient to bear fruit? Always remember that. It's never convenient when God, when the opportunity comes. I'm not even going to say God. It's never convenient when the opportunity arises in your life, whether it's the devil, God, or just something in the natural. Don't matter. None of that matters. What matters is, what is, am I going to do with this that I'm facing? Don't matter what it is. My wife, my kids, we'll get into some of that later maybe. Well, we believe God and we fixed it. We put new whatever it was, whatever we did, we fixed all of it, praise God and everything. And heard later that he had told her that and we fixed it. Guess what happened? What happened there? We bore fruit and they saw the fruit, right? They're not really watching us, but when we bear fruit, other people gleam. They take of that fruit that we bear because we choose to bear fruit, right? I chose to do the right thing. The Bible says, do unto others as you would have them do to you. That is a great fruit bearer right there. When you start to judge somebody because they ain't doing things the way you better think. How do I want them to treat me over here? Jesus even went on and told them, he said, get the sawdust out of your eye. I mean, the beam out of your eye so that you can get the sawdust out of theirs. He said, the measure that I put out, I'm going to put Scotty in there. Now, you can have the scripture too if you want it. You can have the fruit of it if you want it. I don't have a problem too much of judging people anymore. Why? Because I worked on it. I would cast sentence on some, why they do that? And I'd find myself doing the same thing a few weeks down the road. And I'd be like, oh man. And I'd be like, man, it's because I judged them. How many knows the Bible says you're going to have what you sow, right? So the best thing for me and you is to bear fruit in minding our own business. If I do that, boy, pray God, I can just bear all kind of fruit. And you know what? When you bear fruit, it brings you into freedom and victory. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit will convince believers what's right in their situation. If you want to know, if you want him, and you really want him to lead you and guide you and direct you where you can be the steps of the righteous or ordered or ordained. That don't mean I can walk in them. I don't have to walk in them. I can know God don't want me to get a divorce, but I can get one. I can know God wants me to pastor here, but because of the pressure and the freedom, Satan tells me sometimes, if you didn't have all that, boy, you could live a good life. You wouldn't have to have a lot of pressure, you know. And you know, I could choose to walk away from the will of God today. I've almost done it before because I got myself in unbelief. Okay, now let's try to move past that. Maybe. But I thank God I fixed Richard's bumper. If I hadn't been, he ain't real. He preaches this, be good and do right and blah, blah, blah and all of that, you know, and he don't even do it himself. My preaching wouldn't have been a lick of good to Richard if it didn't have some substance behind it. But it had substance. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I was thinking this morning, when I had open heart surgery. You know, I had that open heart surgery and I didn't really know how weak I was until I went to try to do something. I laid in the hospital 3 weeks, sawed me open, sawed my chest in two. I don't know if they took my heart out. Some people said, my brother, he had it laying out on the table. I don't know if they did. I doubt it. Did they do? Well, they do. I was heartless there for a minute. Well, praise God, I've been walking with the Lord, you know, most of my life, and just staying in the Word and fighting a good fight of faith and different things, you know. And then when I went through that, you know, and I'm at home and I couldn't even tote. They told me don't even tote a a plate or anything. Don't tote nothing. Don't move. Don't do nothing, you know. And all of that, and I'm sitting there, brother God, and I'm like, glory to God, hallelujah, I can do all things through Christ Jesus, who strengthened, what was I doing? I was bearing fruit now on the inside in the thing that I was going through because I'd already been doing it. I'd already been practicing that, and not just in the good times. See, a lot of Christians don't even know that scripture. You preach it in church, where was that at again? And I'm like, good Lord, y'all should have had that in 1967 when you got saved. I can do all things through Christ. That'll keep you in your marriage. I can do all things. That'll put you up here on the praise team. I can do all things. That'll put you all the way around the world if you're called. Hallelujah. Pray God. I can do all things. That'll keep you working and keeping your job when you can't stand it. Hallelujah. I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthened. I can. But anyways, I went on, you know, and told Teresa, I said, get me some clothes out. What? I said, I'm going to church. Praise God, I'm going to church. In my natural, I wasn't able to come to church. I'm just being honest with you. But a lot of people didn't know it. Why? Because faith is the victory. People of faith, you won't know a lot of times they're in a trial. Only way people know, most people that's in faith is in a trial, is after the trial's over and they don't see the faith. You don't need no faith if you see it. Well, I come on to church. Travis said, Dad, you come to church? And I said, well, I said, I wasn't looking for a reason, son, not to come. I said, I hadn't been looking for a reason all these years, and I don't see no need to change it now. I've been fighting my whole Christian life to stay in church, and I've been preaching to everybody get faithful in church all my life, and I don't reckon I'm going to let this body change it now. I don't reckon I'm going to let my circumstance change how I believe, because I believe based on the Bible. What happens when you do that? Then you're going to bear fruit. Well, now, I told you that story not to brag and pat on me on the back, because I barely made it to the back pew. I had to stop halfway. But I barely made it to the back pew. And I sat down on the back pew and I felt good. I'm like, I'm in church. I'm in the will of God this morning. I'm in God's will this morning. My body, my doctor, and everybody told me not to do it. But I'm in the will of God this morning. Now, I told you that story to tell you this. It wasn't because I wanted to be a glowing, shining light for you. That wasn't even on my mind. My mind is getting better. I want to get better. I wasn't even concerned what you were thinking. Never had a thought at what anybody would think. I truly did not. I just knew that I'm not sitting home defeated. I can't go to work. I can't make no money. I'm anointed to work. Us men are anointed to work. Work with your hands that you have to give to the. Don't lay around begging, bum. You work. We work with our hands. We give to God and God increase. You might not see increase for 20 years. And then all of a sudden you've been believing God for your future. And then it shows up 20 years later. That harvest you've been sowing. You've been trusting God all along. And He said He would increase you more and more. Well, now, a little later on, people started going through trials in this church. And they wasn't going to come to church. And I guarantee you, I'll get a witness up in here. And they thought, look, God, if Scotty can go, where in the state he was in, well, I can go. How many of you that influenced you? Slip your hand up. Look at here. Look at there. Look. Do you see what I'm telling you? I didn't know that was going to happen. But see, what I'm saying is, when you bear fruit, people will eat that fruit. Everybody that slipped their hands up had some good benefits off of my fruit bearing. You understand? I didn't feel like I could do it. But I know what Philippians says. I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. I can go to church. You can go to church. You can do whatever God's told you to do. If he says you're the head, not the tail, you just take that word and you say, God, I'm going to follow you in. I don't know how to get there, but you're going to leave me there. You're going to prune me through it. You're going to give me opportunities to bear fruit. Hallelujah. Amen. I was bearing fruit, not knowing it. Many have told me out of their mouth. They say you are one of the most generous people I've ever seen in my life. And see, all they're seeing is I have to go back down to poverty. I have to go back down to get a hold of the word and dream, and maybe one day it might happen for me. Then keep on doing it. Come on up to the place and you get a quarter of a tank of faith in that. And well, I mean, I'm feeling like it's very likely. Then you come on, you keep doing it, you keep believing, and you come on up and you got a half a tank and you're like, ooh, I don't know when it's going to get here, but I feel it. And then you go on and you go on giving and sowing, and then you get on up there to a full tank, revelation. And then you say, glory to God, I'm rich. I'm rich and I ain't got a dime in my pocket, but God, I am the head, not the tail. I do lend and not borrow. I ain't got a dime to lend. I can lend you some money today, but I'm not a bank. Lord told me that. He said you had to lend it. He don't say that. I thought, glory to God, I got set free just then. Go around, don't tell nobody got money, because I'm like, don't want to borrow it. I just say, I'm not a bank. Go to the bank. Go to the quick loan. Pun your title, but I've been preaching sermons on Facebook about that. Don't go pun your title and your ring and all of that stuff to make things happen. You're making it happen. You bless God. Do like, I mean, look at Timo here. Three services back in church, dedicating his heart at the Lord. One, and I mean, he's getting washers and dryers, and he's getting skillets and I guess forks, and got a place to live real quick. And I heard him trying. I mean, he's been trying on his own for weeks. You know, trying to get people to go in with him. Rents $1,200, $1,400. I need to buy some houses, Johnny. $1,400 a month. My God, I go build something cheap. Get $700 a month, man. Everybody getting half price. Hallelujah. Well, I mean, things begin to turn around for him. Why? Trusting God. He asked me to borrow a little money here a while back, and I said, I give it to him, and I said, I'll just give it to you. I said, that way I don't have no opportunity to get upset if you don't pay me back. I said, but I'm just going to sow it. I'm just going to sow it into your life. Well, you know what? Every job that I'm giving prices on, guess what? I'm getting them. Woo! Hallelujah. Okay, now, I want to bring this in. Us parents, the Bible says for children to honor their father, for us to honor our father and our mother. It says, children, obey your parents, for this is good. The Bible says, now y'all little kids, you're not too young to hear this. If you're 5, 6, 7, if you just come off of the bottle, you still understand. It says, honor them. You know, it says, obey your parents. What that means for y'all kids, if you love Jesus, all of y'all kids that love Jesus in this house, and I believe all of you do, it says, obey your parents. Obey means to do what they say. And don't gripe about it. Don't complain about you ain't going to go to Spring Valley Beach. Don't complain about you ain't getting to go hang out with them little heathens that's a bad influence on you. Don't complain. Don't complain. It says, and listen, when you're complaining and griping and downing people and kids at school, this right here causes hardship on your parents. Don't do that to them. If you love Jesus, then you believe Jesus. And I'm teaching my 7-year-old to pray for those that does him wrong and shoves him down. I want to teach him. Papa will go over there and I'll go see that daddy. You know. And then I would lose pastorship real quick. Y'all find out I went over there and beat up whatever he is. Y'all find all of that out and come over here, you know, and me teaching y'all, you know, that we're supposed to honor people, honor those, and all of that stuff. And then y'all are going to get up and get out of here and say, I'll do the Bible more than he does. Well, I'm not going to bear that kind of fruit, and neither should you. Don't hold me to a higher standard than you hold the pastor. Right? Don't hold pastors to a higher standard than you live yourself. Right? Now, we going to stand before God, and I have to hold myself to a little higher standard because I'm called into the fivefold ministry. But as far as bearing fruit and all of that good stuff, me and you are on the same level. Okay? Now, the Bible says for children to obey their parents. And then it says honor your parents. You know what honor means? It means you esteem them highly. And I've heard it. If I've heard it one time, I've heard it a million. You know, they say, well, they don't deserve honor. That's not what the Bible says. The Bible says honor our father and mother. It says it'll add long life to us. Satan wants me to cuss. Wants me to get tongue-tied. That stuff's not in me. Right? Hallelujah. I mean bearing fruit's in me. I'm a fruit tree. And I'm not a bad fruit tree. But God, I lean on him. I want his fruit. I want to be the husband that God wants me to be. I wanted to be the child after I got born again to my mama. I honored my mama when she was not honorable, when she was calling me a false prophet because I didn't do what she wanted to do. And I kept my heart clear, and I made sure that I didn't get no bitterness towards my mama and her doing and downing and all of that, and me really not doing anything but looking for her future. And in the end, I was able to let my mama live out her last days in a brand new remodeled home with good heat and air. Nice. Hallelujah. Did she deserve it? Probably not. But it had nothing to do with that. It had to do with I'm going to honor my mother. I didn't honor my father. I always didn't do what he said. When I borrowed money, I didn't pay it back from him, and he'd loan it to me again. How many knows you, us parents don't need to do that to our kids? I love my daddy to praise God, but when it comes to the Bible, and you know what? When Travis would come, I found out he was a liar. Kids lie. Every one of y'all. Every one of y'all kids probably lied this morning. You think they don't lie. You let them want something bad enough. They'll lie to you. They'll lie to you. Aiden's one of the, he's seven. Ain't nobody taught the kid to lie. I mean, he looks at you and you would think he's just flowing with truth. When he's looking at you, come to find out he's mischief. I mean, and he won't blink an eye. I mean, the kid won't blink an eye. And we're helping him. We're telling him, don't ever lie to us. We hate lying. Don't lie. Don't you lie. You'll be in trouble if you lie. But just don't lie. Just tell the truth, and you can probably get by with a lot more. Well, we're putting that thinking in there, so fear is involved with these kids. You know? And so... when Travis would have incidents in school, he come home one time, he got in trouble in school. And he convinced us that it was the other people, the other guy. That's when he's in the Christian Academy. Did you know the Christian Academy, they take all little hellions up there thinking maybe because it's a Christian Academy, they can get them straightened out? That's what Travis was in. I thought he was in an all-Christian school. Dear God, man, they took him up there in all kind of trouble, and he's right in the middle of them. pulled him out of the secular school so they can go to a Christian school. And them little hellions up there, man, ain't teaching them nothing about Jesus. Hallelujah. But you know what? We didn't get in front of him and we didn't discuss all that. We didn't. We got alone, me and her. And we talked about it and we made decisions. That was not the only time. We didn't talk about it in front of the kids. That's not bearing good fruit as parents. Because we say some stuff. Well, I pop them, and you thump them, and I pop them and hold them down. The kids don't need to. Because when all the flesh settles down, y'all like, to know to do good and do it not is sin. When you get the flesh all calmed down and everything, and you're like, well, we got to do the right thing. Well, now you're in the spirit. Now you done calmed down from the. Well, come to find out, go to school. And Travis, he's one of the ringleaders. His halo, Tricia would tell me, yeah, his halo ain't on straight. And I'd be like, God, man, why you got to say that over him? Don't confess that bad stuff. And she'd be like, no, you just don't understand. He is what I'm saying. It ain't you got a bad confession here. But it says honor. And you know what? Go on down to work. It says, work, do your work as unto the Lord, not as men pleasers. You know what God made me do, asked me to do, asked me to yield to Him, to quit talking against my boss and against the decisions that those people that were over me were making. God did that. He said, look, He said, do your work as unto me. Let them do what they do, and I will reward you the way I reward you in spite of what they do and the hardship they put on you. So I had to start doing my work as unto the Lord. And I had to start honoring God. You know, He wants you to honor your boss. You might be self-employed. You're not. You are not self-employed. I work for garage door people that's got a broke spring. Right? I might think I own my own business for 31 years, but I don't. I am there to bear fruit. That place gives me more opportunities to bear fruit than any other place on the planet. I mean, I've had so much as a wrench up the nose nearly of a guy because he did Travis wrong with a $65 service. Happy hour started at 8 o'clock with him. He's drunk before we got over there. And I had him in a chair and had him slid up and had that wrench, 7/16 wrench. That's a pretty big wrench. I had it right up to his nose. And I mean, I want to shove that thing. I would have used to shove that in his nose. He'd have needed it sewed up. Back yonder, that's BC. AC's later, right? BC and AC. Always remember, BC, you were a hellion. AC, you're a lover. Right? Now, you might still have a little BC trying to come out. But in between the millennium here, we need to get that AC going. Hallelujah. Well, you know what I did? And I told him, I said, you need to get saved. Boy, I'm up there and you need to get saved. I'm preaching Jesus to him right there. I get in the truck, and it felt good, Richard. I felt good, and black God, I let him know I'm still a man, black God. I might be Jesus in love with Jesus, and I am, but black God, I'm still human. And you pushed me to the human edge. Well, one of the guys that worked for me is in the back seat. Tell him to pull over. Tell him, come on, all the time. Got that big mouth blabbing, you know, out there like he would really tear somebody apart. Well, you know what? He was in there. And you know what? I looked around, he's gone. And I'm like, where the crowd did he go, man? He's just like that dude told me one time, I got your back, and I went and started a fight with three, and he was a big old guy, and he run. I got beat up. I thought, somebody says they for you, and we for you. Watch them, don't do nothing. You trust God. Well, anyways. I got in the truck, boy, and I felt good, you know, and I thought, that's what a man really is. My son seemed a real man because the Lord wouldn't let me teach him to fight and down people at school because they bullied him and all that. The Lord told me, he said, a humble man will teach him to love. A real man will teach him the way is not fighting, it's forgiveness. A real man, you know. So anyways, I go on, you know, and all of a sudden I'm like, oh, Jesus. So I apologized to Travis, I think it was the next day. I told him, I said, son, I want you to know something. I said, that was not a representation of Jesus. I said, I got in the flesh and I yielded to the flesh and I gave you a bad example. Y'all parents, if you make a bad example in front of your kids and you repent, then you make it right. If you want to be in service to the Lord, then you make it right so that they don't get it wrong. You see what I'm saying? So they don't learn that. Because if I showed Travis that was okay, then that would have been okay because I'm his world other than Jesus and Beth. Well, Beth is now. I used to be his number one. I was his hero. Now it's Beth. Beth this, Beth that. I look in Ernie's phone, my babe. It's ringing, my babe. But you know what? I've seen him follow me with his babe. I've seen him follow me. He puts himself out for his wife and kids now. He tries to not cause any. Why? Because he's seen Daddy serve Jesus that way. He's seen Daddy. Gosh, is it that time? Boy, we just been having a good time, haven't we? Praise God. But you're a fruit tree. Go around saying I'm a fruit tree. I bear probably, and I'm gonna close. I bear probably a quarter of the fruit that I want in my life right now. So I don't want you to think that I'm up here just popping balloons everywhere and just, you know, and all of a sudden fruit's just flying off. No, me and you have to choose. We've got to choose to bear fruit. So I want to encourage you, kids, don't disobey your parents again. If your grandparents or your mama are acting your mama now, don't ever disobey them again, because God's watching you and God's going to make sure that you get rewarded and your life will be good. And when you want your will over their will, do like we all do serving Jesus. Say, Lord, not my will, I want their will, because their will is best for me. That's what I have to tell the Lord sometimes. God, I want my will, but I know that your will is best for me. And you kids, do that. You know, just be obedient to them. Honor your mother. Esteem them worthy. Highly esteem them. It don't matter if they're worthy or not. That's not what the Scripture says. Let's bow our heads. Father, we just praise you. And Lord,